presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lin Fu took his captive, Lynn Chalmers, to the Purple Triangle headquarters. There she was questioned by the leader, Derek Bluger. The interview was interrupted by the arrival of Shanghai Lil. Bluger ordered Lin taken away and held for further questioning as to her knowledge of Jungle Jim's plans, while the renegade American welcomed Shanghai Lil. In the meantime, Jungle Jim, Kolo, and Chung were making their way through Tsu Ling Pass, the entrance to Bluger's territory, when suddenly a shot rang out. Chung pitched forward and slipped out of his saddle. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. As Chung, the Chinese secret agent, falls out of his saddle, Jim and Kolo bring their terrified horses to a stop.
Whoa, boy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Steady, steady, boy. Kolo! Chung's been hit! Hold the horses!
Yes, it's what Jim. Kolo, do.
Chung. Chung. Where'd they get you? Chung! Look up here, old man.
What we do for him, Quan Jim?
There's nothing we can do, Kolo.
Him die?
He's dead.
Too bad. Him good fella master.
You're right. Although Chung's skin was yellow in color, he was one white man if there ever was one. Kolo, did you see who fired that shot?
Yes, it one, Jim. Me see Mongol man on horse.
Where?
In hills, up there.
There's no one up there now.
No, Tuan Jim. Mongol man shoot, then ride away quick, like flashing sky.
To warn Derek Bluger we're coming.
Maybe, Tuan Jim.
There's no maybe about it. We're in a tight spot, Kolo.
Yes, it one. What we do?
Well, the first thing is to bury poor Chung. Get that spade out of our pack, Kolo, and dig a grave over there among those rocks. He'll be safe from any marauders there.
Yes, it one.
I'll empty his pockets of papers and personal effects so that we can take them to the consul in Shanghai to be sent to his relatives.
Me dig here, Tuan Jim?
Yes, that's a good place. Well, Chung went the way he always wanted and expected to, suddenly. I remember him telling me, Jim, there's an old saying, what is to happen will happen. That is my philosophy of life. That's my philosophy of life, too, Kolo.
What name?
Well, that means I'll die when my time comes, and not before. Here's hoping it's not before I meet up with Derek Bluger. I want to see that fellow for a couple of reasons.
How we find him now, Tuan Jim? No more guide.
We'll have to be our own guides now. Just before Chung was shot, he told me if we got through this pass, the rest would be easy.
Me think it's better, Tuan. Chung, our guide.
You may be right, Kolo. Perhaps Chung meant that from now on it would be easy for him to take us into Bluger's camp. But since he's dead, we'll just have to carry on the best we can.
Yes, Tuan.
He said all roads lead to Bluger's. But which is the shortest and most direct, we'll never know.
Grave ready, Quan Jim.
All right. Give me a hand.
Yes, it one.
I'll lower him gently.
Easy, easy. That's it.
So long, Chung. I salute one white China boy.
Quan Jim. What we do now?
We better take what supplies we can carry and proceed on foot.
What we do with horses?
Stampede them. We'll make less noise and make smaller targets without them.
Me think better travel nighttime, Juan.
Good idea, Kolo. You turn the horses loose. Then we'll hit the trail for the hideout of Derek Bluger.
At that moment in the hideout of the leader of the secret Purple Triangle Society, Derek Bluger is again cross-examining Lynn Chalmers.
I'm so sorry that our first little tete-a-tete was interrupted so abruptly, Miss Chalmers. If I'm not mistaken, you were just about to tell me where Jungle Jim Bradley is.
As usual, Mr. Bluger, you are mistaken. I wasn't about to do any such thing.
You weren't, eh?
No.
I may as well warn you right now, Miss Chalmers, I'm a very patient man. But when my patience has been exhausted, it goes hard with the man or woman who tries to defy me.
Yes, so I've heard.
Ah, you know my reputation. I didn't realize it had traveled so extensively.
Oh, it hasn't traveled so far, Mr. Bluger. Only from Lin Pu to me.
Oh. Well, you couldn't have had a better authority. Lin Pu learned my methods of combating defiance through personal experience. Now, to get back to the question, where is Jungle Jim now?
I don't know.
Still stubborn, huh?
I'm not stubborn.
Pardon me. I should have said temperamental. Inadvertently, I used Lin Pu's description of you.
Well, you certainly don't fit the description Lin Pu gave of you. For a man who is supposed to be a great leader, you haven't very much knowledge of human nature.
I know every man in the Purple Triangle organization like a book.
Men, perhaps, but not women.
You're wrong again. No woman has ever put anything over on Derek Bluger. And I say, without boasting, the very best of them have tried at one time or another. It's needless to point out that a young, unsophisticated schoolgirl can't fool me.
I suppose you're referring to me.
No one else, my dear. You still insist that you don't know where Jungle Jim is?
Yes. I only know what Lin Pu has told me, that Jim is still alive.
I suppose you didn't know that he was coming to Shanghai at the request of the American consul.
I knew that, yes. A Chinese messenger came for him. But I heard at Burawani that he'd left in the plane belonging to a woman known as Shanghai Lil.
Ah, then perhaps you can tell me why she flew him to Shanghai.
No, I can't tell you that. But all his friends in Burawani were afraid he stepped into a trap. They were afraid he would never get to Shanghai alive.
And he wouldn't have. Well, as Bobby Burns once phrased it, the best laid plans of mice and men gang after glee. You see, I sent that Chinese messenger for Jungle Jim.
You?
Yes. One of my agents learned the American consul at Shanghai was going to send for him. I sent a man named Lo Tung, who was to decoy him on Lin Pu's steamer, the one you came on, and he would have disappeared at sea.
Oh, thank heavens that Lo Tung got killed.
I don't suppose you know who did that.
No. It happened before Father and I got to Burawani from upcountry.
I've never been able to solve the mystery of that. But someday I'll reckon with the person who spoiled my plans. Fool, can't you see that I'm busy? I left orders I was not to be disturbed.
Very sorry, sir. But horsemen from hills report approach of three strangers. He shot one. The other two escaped.
What? He let two escape? Put him under arrest.
Yes, most high superior. At once.
Strangers, huh? We'll find out what they were doing in my hills.
They couldn't be looking for me by any chance.
If they are, they'll find you sooner than they expect. And they'll find themselves my prisoners also. Come in.
You rang, most high superior?
Yes. Did you see anyone, any strangers, I mean, in the hills as you flew up from Shanghai?
No, most high superior. Saw no sign of strangers any time.
Then who are those foreigners the sentry fired on?
Impossible to imagine, most high superior. Shall I take out plane and look for them?
No, no, I'll go myself. You take Miss Chalmers back to a cell and guard her while I'm gone. I have a plan by which we can get her to talk.
Sometime later, as Lin Pu stands guard over Lin Chalmers, a familiar figure approaches him.
Hello, Lin Pu. Long time no see.
Shanghai Lil. I hear you in camp. I'm very glad to see you again.
Are you? Thanks. How's your little songbird in there?
Missy Chalmers?
Yes.
She very quiet. Say nothing.
Oh.
All the way from Shanghai, I try find out what she know about Jungle Jim Bradley. All I learn is she know nothing.
Well, her psalm-singing father knows plenty.
How so?
As soon as your plane left, Fonk, he tipped him off that you'd skip town with his daughter.
So?
The reverend sized it up as a case of tall, dark, and ransom, and lit into me.
That's why strangers are coming this way. Missionary and police, eh?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Lin Pu. And I hope it's the pulpit pounder they shot. Anyway, I'll bet it's not Fonk.
Fonk, traitor. I see that he is disposed of.
Yeah, I thought you would. That's why I told you.
It's good you showed up here, Shanghai Lil. Most High Superior, much worried about you.
Yeah, I know. But since I got here, Derek sure has spread himself.
You know why.
Why?
You have but two crook finger, and he bark for you like little dog.
Think so?
I know so. Nobody in world has as much influence with him as you, Shanghai Lil. He pretend not heed what you say, but he listen all same.
He used to, but that was quite some time ago.
Derek Bluger still same way about you, Shanghai Lil.
Well, thanks for the tip. But to tell you the truth, I've begun to suspect that myself.
You have heard plans already for a great uprising?
Yes, Derek was telling me. The blow-up ought to come any time now.
Yes, if these strangers are captured, if we can locate Jungle Jim Bradley, He only fly in ointment.
Yes?
He only clever man on trail of most high superior. Months, government agents and police have been searching for this camp. Have any found it? Not one. If one showed his face round here, he would never be able to show it anywhere else.
I can well imagine. Garrick and you make a most effective reception committee.
Thank you.
Oh, listen. What plane is that?
That is one of our new bombing planes, now arriving for establishing our Purple Triangle Kingdom.
Oh.
Tell me, how is your bat kingdom in Malaysia?
To put it briefly, Lin Fu, it isn't.
What happened? The last I heard, it was most flourishing.
Well, so it was until somebody got too interested in it, in a most unfriendly way.
Whom do you mean?
That snooping soul-saver, Manly Chalmers.
Ah, pity some people not mind own business. I also had trouble with Chalmers on board ship.
Yes?
Perhaps, for all information we obtained from Girl, I should have brought missionary here.
I sent one of my native boys to capture the sky pilot for me, but I didn't get anywhere with him. A clam in a neighborhood is a neighborhood gossip compared to him.
Holding tongue seems to be family trait.
Yes. Well, while I was letting him think things over in my guest house, who should come poking his nose through the fence but Jungle Jim Bradley?
I wish he would poke nose through our fence here.
Keep everything crossed, Lin Fu. He probably will.
But it's more better if we find out how close he is.
Maybe I can find out for you.
How you find out?
By talking to the little girl scout.
I wish you luck, Shanghai Lil. I thought I'd make her talk. Most high superior think he make her talk. She only denies she knows anything of Jungle Jim Bradley's plans.
So I hear. It seems that when Miss Chalmers won't talk, she won't talk.
No.
Well, you've all had a try at getting the information. Why not let me have a try?
Ah, most excellent idea. You may get Missy Chalmers' confidence, since you know each other.
We know each other only through a mutual friend, but here's where we get acquainted. Take me to this Lynn Chalmers.
Meanwhile, Jim and Kolo proceed through Tsuling Pass under cover of darkness.
How are you making out, Kolo?
Me all right, Juan Jim.
Hard going with these packs. We've got to make the best of it. Gosh, it seems funny not having Chung with us.
Yes, it, Juan Jim.
I wish you'd have told me more about what lies on the other side of this pass. It would have made things so much easier for us. But of course, we didn't have any idea he'd never live to get through here.
Juan Jim, look, look.
Hey, where?
Down there, two soldiers. Maybe Bluger men.
Yeah, keep down. Don't let them see us.
Soldiers no see us, Juan. Have backs to us.
Yeah. Say, listen. I've got an idea, Kolo.
Yes, Ituan, Jim.
It's a desperate plan, but first we must capture those soldiers and then get their uniforms.
What desperate plan is Jungle Jim now forming, and can it succeed? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are shown in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, there are all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Sentinel Louie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, and the Katzenjammer Kids. There is also the feature called Heroes of American History. Don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.